I went to the vet with my snake.
Well, there's a thousand questions,
isn't
here right now. So, vets, you just got an ordinary vet for us?
No, not an ordinary vet, but it was funny when I was put on hold at the end of that little automated message that they had. They said, "We do not treat cats and dogs."
Oh.
There you go.
Well,
yeah, I know a vet that doesn't do cats and dogs. Well, they do everything but.
Well,
you got every vet in the world to go to for them. That this is a special
this is a
vet.
Specialist vet.
It is. And I was going there to just get a checkup on my red eye python, Centurion python. And they come from that little pocket in Alice Springs. And they have that beautiful red color and their carpet pattern as well.
Mm.
And I didn't know if it was a girl or a boy, so I went and had it sexed.
Okay.
They ultrasound or they do a scan.
Yeah.
And it's not invasive at all. And they had trouble finding out what it was.
No.
They did.
It's like when you get a scan when you're pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't tell.
That's it. And that's how I felt too, because I had to wait around a while and the girl there that was working also said, look, I can't tell. I'm very sort of new with the whole snake mm-hmm. thing. So I'm going to have to wait for my boss to finish up in the meeting and then they can help me.
Yep.
And then I think, yeah, later on, I think it was like 2 hours. I just hung around and they came out and they were like, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
I'm like, I've been calling it a girl this whole time. Maybe that's why they had so much trouble. I tricked
it's
the
got
snake.
A complex. So how do you take the snake? Well, you just take it like
a container
and
a towel.
How do you get it in the container?
That was hard, actually. Mm. Yeah, it was trying to get out, and it had warmed up. It had warmed itself up on the heat mat, so it sort of sprung out of the cage, and I was trying to get it into the container.
Oh, that'd be.
But they said it had a lovely temperament, and it was just
that's
not
nice.
Strikey or bitey. Yeah. So,
and sometimes
I'm very
they make
proud
you feel
of my
bad.
Son.
They make you feel bad, vets, don't they? When they say, "Oh, you know, you really should look after this a little bit better."
I tell you what,
that's good.
Someone
though.
Came in with a macaw. And it was like,
it is an unusual vet.
It was like in a cat, like one of those mega cat cages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going, ah! Ah! And it was echoing through the whole place. It was just unreal and deafening. And the door was shut. They were in the room and the door was
the door
shut.
Was
and
shut.
It was still,
you can still hear it.
Piercing.
So did the snake, you know, sort man. Of, and the bird sort of make eye contact?
I tell you what, they all seem to be pretty all right with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know what's going on.
Yep.
But I can imagine, the snake being like, hello, breakfast.
Hello, breakfast.
Someone came in with a pet guinea pig or something, man. They're in trouble.
Imagine the guinea pig sitting around, let's have a wait in the waiting room. And then next to us.
I mean, I'd never do it, but a friend of mine, they were bird sitting and they had a cockatiel.
Yeah.
And I said, if you get sick of that noisy thing, just give us a call because I've just run out of rats.